Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In for Payne and Pendergast, Sean Bajani and Brandon Scott this morning. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to get in on the final segment with us. Maybe the most critical piece of evidence within the Watson saga. This is something that you and I talked about off the air earlier in the show, Brandon. And I think this is something like when we talk about this Watson saga and the lawsuits and the hearing, which is entering its third day today, like it can get very messy very quickly and it's very convoluted. You made this argument very simple and laid it out in such a way that I think it's very easy for the layman to understand. I want you to do that again. You feel like there is critical piece of evidence within this saga that needs to be understood by all in going forward in this case.
Well, specifically more so about the Texans lawsuit and what their what their involvement is, alleged involvement, and what the linkage is to the Texans. And again, this is important too for all of you with anyone with Watson fatigue or think that this thing is being overplayed. It's in our backyard, front step, porch, patio, whatever you want to call it. Like it's right here among us with the Texans being named in the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. You can shrug your shoulders or look aside or whatever it is. But if you want to understand what the connection is that Tony Busby and the one accuser who's represented in this case that have the Texans named as defendants, there are a few key figures and a few key dates connected to those figures that matter and are like a point of contention for the Texans. Let's start with Roland Ramirez, the director of sports medicine and player care. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is not to indict me personally, to indict Roland Ramirez or make any kind of character judgments about him, the kind of job he does or the kind of person he is. I do not know him. Okay. But to be clear on what's happening with this lawsuit, they are alleging that at three different points, Roland Ramirez is notified of some kind of alarming or concerning behavior related to Deshaun Watson, and not just Deshaun Watson in a general sense, but specifically as it relates to massages and or women.
Right.
Okay. So in June 2020, the lawsuit alleges, we don't know the truth of the matter, right? But the lawsuit says in June 2020, Roland Ramirez is made aware by the owner of Genuine Touch, the massage therapy company that contracts with the Texans and has done so for years. The owner makes him aware that Deshaun Watson is reaching out to unqualified strangers, is the language that's used in the lawsuit. Unqualified strangers for massages.
Yes.
That's June 2020, an important date for a couple of reasons, because it's 2 months into the pandemic. It's the nitty gritty of the pandemic where nobody knows anything and nobody's even really taken like a stance on how serious COVID is or anything like that. Like, mm-hmm. you know how COVID got politicized. This was even before that.
Right.
This was when everybody was just scared and confused, locked in their houses or barely mm-hmm. going out. In June 2020, that's when that information comes out. Side note, Deshaun Watson gets his contract in September
right.
of 2020, yes. okay? So that happens. We don't have a timeline for this part, but also somewhere within the framework of all of this, Roland Ramirez himself observes and himself loans a massage table to Deshaun Watson to take away from the facility, which in a vacuum may not be that weird, a little weird, but in a vacuum, not super concerning. But if in the context of at some point you've been told by the head of your, the owner of your contracted massage therapy company, mm-hmm. that this person is also reaching out to unqualified strangers on Instagram to do these things or to make these appointments, and they're borrowing massage tables from you to take away from the facility, those are two things that should maybe elicit some follow-up questioning.
Okay? Absolutely. To me, that's absolutely key. Yeah. And the height of the pandemic, you know, is really the crux here, because if you're, you know, about to pay a guy, you know, $160 million over the course of the next 4 years, and this is the height of the pandemic, like, it is in your best interest that you secure the face of your franchise, your star, that if he's seeking treatment, it should be from nobody else other than the one that is contracted with your organization, or just strictly from the organization's staff to begin with. That's it.
Yeah.
So Tony Busby in this lawsuit, you know, has to be able to prove that, or at least present that beyond reasonable doubt, that the Texans acted negligent in allowing or enabling the face of their franchise, Deshaun Watson, you know, by supplying non-disclosure agreements, massage tables, rooms at the Houstonian, seeking outside care from unqualified, you know, therapists, you know, to this guy. He has to be able to prove that the Texans were negligent, that they knew about this, and, you know, they knew about the complaints, and, you know, you talk about these strange people outside of the organization that were not subject to the same testing regulations regular employees would have been subject to. Like, that puts not just Watson, but that puts every other member of that team or employees of that staff at risk at that right. point in time. Like, yeah. that should have been, you know, chief concern then. And it should still be chief concern now for Busby, because he has to prove that the Texans were negligible in all of those things. But that's why I don't believe there's any way, anyhow, the Texans in large as an organization, and I'm talking about, like, from Caserio, the head coach, you know, on down to essential staff, there's no way they did not know that Watson was doing these things on the side. Like, you're not just going to keep a massage table, but hush-hush between you and, you know, what's his name? Roland Ramirez.
Right.
Like, people talk, coaches yeah. talk, players talk, things get out, things get leaked. Like, well, when it's this often in such a short amount of time,
yeah,
there's no
yeah.
way.
Well, so to be fair, so Caserio wasn't here yet, but also, like, they could have known that something, it seems like they knew that something odd or strange was happening, but they could have possibly not known the degree,
yeah,
or,
to a degree.
Or extent of which. Like, I've thought this, Sean, from reading the lawsuit and also just kind of following this whole thing all the way through. It feels like whatever, if there was a blind eye that the Texans turned, whatever it may be, like if there was a blind eye or negligence, that they were aware that Deshaun Watson had some conduct or some behavior that's consistent with what we're talking about here, but maybe attributed to, and this is in part wanting to believe the best in their star player, their best player, their most expensive player, maybe attributed whatever was going on to more promiscuity and, like, more of just a sexual promiscuous kind of thing, yeah, versus predatory, right? They're thinking he's promiscuous, not necessarily a predator. It's got to be, like, sort of the mentality or the belief that the Texans are going into this with in order to, like, feed their best
interest. I get what you're saying.
Or believe the best of themselves.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But there's this too. I'm thinking, while you're explaining this, I'm thinking, like, all right, but he didn't go out and find these women by himself just on Instagram. Like, chances are he's probably recommended by
one of the women in this lawsuit, okay, which is another figure who we haven't even mentioned yet, is also somebody who both works with the Texans, not in official capacity, mm-hmm, but works with players for the team and also refers clients to Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, she's literally a person who's linked to both sides.
Right.
Linked to the team in terms of,
and that,
been around them before, and linked to Deshaun in terms of knowing his tendencies and personality.
And yeah, like, and that's what makes me think, like, man, how deep this thing cuts, you know, beyond Watson with other players and things like that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.